This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Welcome to Radio Cape Pulpit. This is She Excels, a program for every woman who knows she was created for more. Here we call women higher to live with vision, to live with purpose, to build mastery, to shine with excellence. At She Excels, you will discover God's blueprint for true success. And I'm talking about success by the book. The book is the Bible. This is your time. This is your call. She excels becoming the woman God designed you to be. And I am blessed to be your host, Annie Sone. And today I'll be talking about the fact that you cannot succeed apart from God. Where success resides. Success resides in a place that is different from that which the world calls success. And that's what I want us to just look at today, because there is a dangerous place we can arrive at and we call it success. Yet, that is not what God is calling success. And a place where money is flowing, rent is paid, business is stable and growing, the ministry is growing, you know, influence is happening, skills are sharpened, mastery is evident, and slowly prayer becomes optional. You begin to think, I have money to buy my bread. Why pray? I can pay my rent. Why pray? I have upskilled myself. I've mastered my craft. I don't need to pray about this. One day I had such a thought and the Lord interrupted me. It's not like I was thinking about it, but it looks like my life has become something like that. And the Lord interrupted my thought and told me, if you are succeeding in this world, but neglecting my presence, my word, communion with me, you have failed. And this shook me. I said, yes, Lord, you're speaking the truth, because it is possible to succeed publicly and fail privately with God. And that is what I want us to dive into this session today. And welcome, dear listeners, again for tuning in. So our key scripture is going to be Psalms 1:2-3. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along river banks, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Amen. Notice something powerful. Prosperity is tied to delight in God, not hustle, not skill, not intelligence, not branding, but delight, meditation, and relationship with God. I'm your host, Annie, and this is our show called She Excels. God is about making sure that his daughters are champions. Yes, you listening to me right now, you are a champion. Amen. You are supposed to succeed. You're supposed to excel. You're supposed to bring glory to God when you shine your light, not others' light. Your light should shine. And therefore, we're talking about this word success, which has been used all over, whether in the Lord or outside of the Lord, in the world or in the kingdom. It's a common word, but we have a different way we define it in the kingdom. And today we're talking about where success truly resides. And we're saying that apart from God, there is no true success. Have you ever found yourself not being able to pray because the things you used to pray about, now you can just afford them? Amen. You have them. You have the resources. You have the connections. You have the people. You have everything you need. Then why pray is your question, right? So we're diving into that, and we really want to unpack it so that we do not see success with the lens of the world, but we see it with God's lens, so that we align ourselves and focus on what is priority as far as the kingdom is concerned. I'm not speaking to you because I've arrived, but it's something that God started dealing with me about. And I'm just sharing with you my conversations with the Lord, my dealings with the Lord. So let me first of all ask you this question, my dear sister. When was the last time you prayed because you needed God, not because you needed something? Think about that question. When was the last time you prayed because you just needed God, not because you needed something. Because sometimes we only pray when we need money, we need healing, we need a breakthrough. You know, when there's breakthrough prayer meeting, everybody comes in. When we're praying for missions, nobody shows up in church, right? But when it's breakthrough for my money, for my business, for my finances, for my health, for my everything that concerns me, myself, and I show up. And God, you must move and do it for me. You know, that's what really, you know, gives direction to our praying. But that is not how successful women think. Let's go continue with my list. So when was a time that you only prayed? Yes, because you needed money, healing, breakthrough, or you needed to be rescued from a certain situation. But what about when everything is working? Everything is working well. Let me tell you something. That is when you must even pray more. That is when you must even pray more. There's this scripture that always aligns me back to the drawing board. Matthew 6:33. It says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. You see this, our God is so gracious, abundant. He's always talking about adding to you. God is enjoying plenty when he gives you plenty. He enjoys to see you walking in plenty. But he says that we don't start with plenty. We start with seeking the kingdom. We start with putting him first. So you do not seek God because you lack. You seek him because he is your source. He is the one who adds the other things. That is our strategy for success in the kingdom. Success by the book. That's our strategy for success at She Excels. We are women who know that our success starts with God. We seek first his kingdom. Another scripture that marks me is Luke 12:21. Yes, a person is a fool who stores up earthly wealth but not have a rich relationship with God. Think about that. When God is thinking about success, he's thinking about your relationship with God first. That is the foundation. That is the most important thing. That is what you lean on. That is what produces whatever thing you run with in this world. Our success first is established by our relationship with God before we start talking about amassing wealth and things like that. And by the way, our wealth, other wealth, you know, there are different types of wealth. Wealth is not only money. So the other areas of wealth that we enjoy, I'm telling you, they find their root and their source from God. So a rich relationship with God, as far as kingdom women, as far as we kingdom women, we are concerned, is the foundation. These are the pillars on which we build. So you can be rich in results, but bankrupt in this relationship. And that is a problem. That is a problem for a woman who has decided that I'm going to excel in God's call on my life, in God's assignment. What matters to you is excelling in his purpose. His purpose on your life is excelling in your assignment. So I want you to know that you can be rich in results, results that speak to how wonderful you are. But if you are not in a deep relationship with him who sent you, with him who commissioned you, with him who ordained you, with him who anointed you, you have cut yourself out of your source. Amen. It is very, very important that when you think about success, when you think about being rich, when you think about plenty, you think about, am I rich towards God? Am I rich towards God? Am I rich towards God? This was Jesus speaking in Luke 12:21. Am I a fool? You know, we don't like that word, but Jesus used that word. Am I a fool? Am I running after things that do not have any eternal value? You know, that when translated, they cannot give me eternal dollars, like I say, or eternal rents. You're foolish. And you know how we look at other people and we envy them and we see all their results. And we don't ask ourselves, are they leaning on the Lord? Because that is what is most important. The truth is that we will leave everything we have here on earth. We will leave them. But one thing that will always go with us is that communion with God. You know, I love the scripture when Jesus talked about the fact that many people came to him and said, Lord, I casted out demons, I raised the sick, I'm just paraphrasing, they did wonderful spiritual things, in quotes. Yet Jesus Christ said, I don't know you. The knowing is the establishment of that relationship. Does Jesus know you? Does the Lord know you? Are you running about? I'm also talking about we could be in ministry yet disconnected from God. Ministry is not guaranteed that your relationship with God is intact. I can say it because that is my testimony. I'm a minister of the word. I'm a missionary. I lead people to know Jesus, to learn, to receive Jesus. I talk about Jesus. It's my life. I do so many things that will have an outward appearance of this humanist in ministry. Of course, I am in, but what about my relationship with God? What about what is happening in private? It's very, very important for us to make sure that these scriptures that I just shared with you are alive in your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Is that your story? Are you seeking God first? Not because you lack, but because you need him. Because you know he is your source. Because you know you can't do anything without him, but you can do everything with him. Amen. It's amazing that we have such an advantage that we are children of God and we have God, the creator of the whole universe, as our Father. We should lean on God for our lives to blossom. True success, a success that lasts, is rooted in Christ, is rooted in a relationship, is rooted in that scripture in Psalms 1. From verse 2 to 3, that says they meditate on the word of God day and night, and they flourish. When they do so, you will flourish. You will guarantee sustained success, sustained influence, sustained impact, sustained, you know, growth when you are planted in the word, when that relationship is flourishing. And this happens behind the scene. This happens behind the scene. What are you doing behind the scene, cultivating that relationship so that you can know him? Even John chapter 17 verse 3 says that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus whom you have sent. Jesus started a prayer for his disciples like that, and that includes us. His one cry for me and you is that we know him. Because when he told those people to depart, what did he say? I do not know you. God wants us to know him. He wants us to be in a relationship with him. He wants us not to pursue success and put him aside. Seek first the kingdom of God above all else, and righteousness, and every other thing will be added. That is our mandate at GXL. That's what we pursue. That is true success. Success by the book. I don't know about you, but I'm really loving the fact that God is calling me to something more important than any other thing in my life. I don't know. I'm sure you would always want to know what is the most important thing I should be focusing on right now. As I have all these dreams and goals and visions, you know, and all these aspirations that I want to conquer the world for Christ, right? But God says the most important thing is making sure that your relationship with him is the first thing. It's before you. It's the pursuit of your life. Mm-hmm. Before we took a break, we were talking about Jesus praying for his disciple and talking about the fact that the first thing he said about them when he was about to leave them, you know, just before he was going to the cross, he made a long prayer for all of us. John 17 verse 3, that they may know you, that they may know you, that they may know you. You need to ask yourself this question: do I know God? This is the first thing God wants of me, the most important. I must seek his kingdom above all else, above all else. What are the all else in my life that are now standing in front of knowing God? And knowing God has gone to the back seat. It's not even the back seat, it's in the boot. Why? Because I don't need God anymore. I have everything working. I'm succeeding, right? I have this, I have that. I don't even need to pray, to eat, you know, because I can afford, I can buy anything, I can go for any, I can go to any vacation I want, and so on and so forth. No, the Lord is calling us back. And I want to draw your attention to this fact. Every successful person in scripture had one thing intact: their relationship with God. Their success was by the book. Their success was by God's principles. Their success was by God's laws. Their success was by God's demands, you know, God's order, God's direction. When they did what God asked them to do, God reckoned it to them as obedience, as success, as righteous. The thing is, what is God saying about you is the most important thing. What has God asked you to do is the most important thing. What God has anointed you to do for him, for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of whatever he wants to see change because he needs people to do things, that is the most important thing. Everything that originates from God, as far as you are concerned, is the most important thing. So successful people in the Bible were not considered successful because of their wealth and so on. It was more about their relationship with God. Because I saw when I was reading Chronicles and Kings, I realized that many kings failed because they did not walk with God. Their kingdom was stripped from them, you know, their possessions taken away by other kings from other nations. Things went sour when they disconnected with God. But when they were walking in fellowship with God, my God, they prospered in other things. Just as Matthew 6:33 says, that scripture is true. God does add other things to our lives, right? So those who succeeded in the Bible had this one thing intact, their relationship with God. Now, God was commissioning Joshua, Moses, the visionary, the leader, the one who led them out of Egypt and leading them to the promised land, died. But the Israelites still had to get to the promised land. And then the Lord said, Joshua, you're going to take the reins. You're going to go ahead and lead my people to the promised land. You're going to conquer the nations that are there, take it over and settle there. There's going to be some fighting, some war, some possessions and all of that. But listen to what the Lord told him to guarantee his success. The Lord said, study this book of instructions continually. That is Joshua 1:8. Study this book of instructions continually. Some other versions will say the book of the law. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Did you see that word? Only then. Only then will you prosper and do what? And succeed in all you do. How can you be? When I read the scripture, I'm always asking myself, okay, Joshua is a war man, he's a warrior, he's a fighter, he's a young man. He's going to fight. He needs shields, he needs spears, he needs javelins, he needs, you know, horses and chariots. He needs all this equipment to fight. The tools for fighting is not the word of God. It's the spears, the javelins. I'm like, God, what are you asking Joshua to do? You should be telling him battle strategies, how to use a sword, how to throw the javelin, you know, how to shield himself. No, that's not what God told him. God said, study the book of instruction. The Bible is your book of instruction. Your life is going to get direction from the word of God. And the word of God, when you're reading it, you have to take time out, sit, go away alone, or I don't know, depending on your circumstance, maybe you don't have a place where you can go alone, but you need to go to that book and get instructed from that book. That is where your success is found. Meditating on it, just like Psalm 1 says, that they meditate on it day and night and they prosper. The same thing the Lord is telling Joshua. Study it, meditate on it day and night, then obey. It's one thing to know what God is saying. It's another thing to obey. Many of us know, but we're not obeying. God has asked us to do certain things that will help us take off in that which he's called us to do, in the direction, the right direction. He's given you a calling. He's given you a purpose. And he tells you, read the word. I'm going to instruct you further in there. We don't read. We know the purpose. We say, okay, this is what God wants me to do. But we don't have the instructions to make the next step. Where do you get it? In the Bible. Success by the book. Meditate on it, then obey it. Only then. Only then. So success is not detached from obedience. It is rooted in it. Jesus even said in John 15 verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Nothing. What other thing is nothing? It's nothing. Nothing is nothing. There's no other way I can define nothing. You would do nothing without being attached to the vine. Apart, separated, detached from him, you will not succeed. Even if it looks like something, the truth is that it is still nothing as far as weighing it on heaven's scale is concerned. Because you need to weigh the things you do on heaven's scale, not the scale of the world. The world will clap for you, applaud you when your results are out there. But when your relationship with God is broken and then you have some results, the Lord says that is nothing. That is nothing. You may build without God. You may earn without God, you may lead without God, but you cannot sustain eternal fruit without him. And God is so particular about eternal fruit, eternity. He keeps telling you, he says, lay for yourself treasures above. Because eternity is so important. We'll spend more time in eternity than on earth. Your longest stay in life is not going to be on this earth. When we applaud people who have lived long, we say, wow, they've lived long. Oh, that is a very short time. As far as God is concerned, eternity is the real deal. So whatever you're doing, you must weigh it in light of eternity. You cannot sustain eternal fruit without him. And that's what we should be working on. That is our true success. Psalms 127 verse 1 says, unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builder is wasted. The Lord must build your house. The Lord must build your plans. You must bring them to the Lord. The dreams you have, the vision you have, the purpose you have, the ministry you have, the business you have. Allow God to build. Build. This year, the Lord has been telling me about dressing up and building. Dressing up and building. The Lord must build. You can take, it says, the horse may be made ready for battle, but victory belongs to the Lord. See, it always takes us back to God. So you have to make sure that that relationship with God is intact. Hallelujah. It's intact. Let's reflect a little bit. Before we take a break, let's reflect. Ask yourself, what prayers have I stopped praying because I feel secure? Secure because external things are not God is making me feel secure. What areas feels handled? I've handled that. And no longer surrendered. You are in charge. What areas of your life have you become the boss and God has taken the back seat because you don't need him anymore? You can do it. If your success increases and your intimacy decreases, is that true success? I want you to ask yourself that question. Are you rich towards God? Are you rich towards God? Where true success resides. And the Lord has just been reminding me about the importance of not pursuing success apart from God and understanding that I must build on a foundation that is built on God's word and his instructions for my life, and that eternity is so critical for me beyond earthly wealth. I don't know what direction of wealth you may be thinking about. We miss it when we miss God. We miss it when we miss God. Yeah, you may be looking at the people of the world and everything is happening for them. It's going well for them. Remember the rich king, you know, the story of Lazarus and the rich man. Yes, the rich man. And the Bible said everything was going well for the rich man, right? And everything was just not going well for Lazarus. I'm definitely sure that there are things Lazarus could have done to have made his life better. But one thing, in the state of his lack and poverty, Lazarus kept his relationship with God intact, which is so important above all else. So things may be going well for people outwardly and you're like, oh my God, things are good. That is good. But do they have eternal weight? Do they have eternal weight? Whatever you're busy with right now, does it have eternal weight? Does it have eternal weight? That is so critical. That is so important. You cannot build on something that is shallow, that when the fire of God comes through it, it burns it up. You know, God says that our works will be tested. Our works will be tested. Tested for what? If they can be translated into eternity. If they have eternal weight. So I want you to stop. And that from today, you begin to ask yourself this very critical, mind-provoking questions that will make you think differently when you're doing things. Eternal weight, eternal weight, eternal weight. Why am I saying this? Because the truth is that everything depends on God. Everything depends on God. Even creation depends on Him. Let me tell you about this scripture. Let me share with you Psalm 104:27-28. When I was sharing these things during our live group, some people say live group, some people say cell group, others say house church, whatever you call it. And the Lord, I was just sharing with them how God is awakening me again to see that success apart from Him is wasted and that I need Him. I need God. You need the Lord. You need the Lord in your home. You need the Lord in your business. You need the Lord at your job. You need the Lord in your community. You need the Lord wherever you go. You need the Lord. Everything depends on Him. So Psalm 104:27-28 says, they all depend on you to give them food as they need it. They depend on God. When you supply it, they gather it. You open your hand to feed them, and they are richly satisfied. Can you believe that that's what God wants for you? God wants to give you food that will nourish your soul, nourish your body, nourish your mind, nourish your spirit, nourish everything to a point of satisfaction. There is nothing in this world that can give you true satisfaction. There are so many rich people, educated people, affluent people, you know, who are so depressed and so, you know, not happy. They are not satisfied because you really cannot get satisfaction from the things of the world. That's why Jesus Christ said, if man is foolish, if he's rich towards the things of the world, but he's poor towards God, because that is where you get your true satisfaction. He says, they all depend on you to give them food, as in the birds depend on God, the animals in the forest depend on God, everything depends on God. The sun got his life from God, the moon, the stars, he created all of them, gave them their shine, you know, the mountains, the sea, everything, the creatures in the sea, nobody goes to feed the fishes in the sea. God is taking care of them. Everything created depends on God, even you. We are not exempt. We are not exempt from this truth. We cannot outgrow prayer. We cannot outgrow the word. We cannot outgrow communion with God. You cannot outgrow prayer. You cannot outgrow the word. You cannot outgrow communion with God. And if you ever you feel like you don't need God, that is the most dangerous place to be. And we say many of us are in that dangerous place. The world is so busy. The world is busy. It is this, it is that. This is a new trend. This is a new thing to do. And you're pursuing that. And you forget about what it is God instructed you to do. But then you're like, no, what God told me to do is not trending. It doesn't need to trend in the world. It's trending in heaven. It's trending in heaven. It's trending in the heart of God. It's trending in the courts of God. And that's what matters. You need to run after the trends of God, not the trends of the world. Because at the end of it, you will stand before God and not before the world. God will be asking you what you did, not the world. And nobody will be there to say, oh Lord, sorry, it's not her fault. It was the trends of the world. No, we are led by the Spirit of God. The Bible says those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Yes, even if we are doing business in the world, we are led by the Spirit of God. Even if we have families, like the people who don't believe in Jesus have families. Everybody gives birth to children. You don't need to be a believer to have kids. Everybody, the biology and the way God has made it is there already. So there are so many things that are common to all of us, whether we're in Christ or not. But we make sure that whatever we do is rooted and grounded with God. we get out of that dangerous place, of, I don't need God. I don't need God. Of course we do. So today my assignment is just to tell you what the Lord is telling me. It's just to call you into this space, back to the Father. There's a song that, I don't know who sang the song. Can't come right now. I'm running to the mercy seat where Jesus is calling. His grace will be my covering. You know, he will provide my healing. I'm running. Run back to God. Run. Don't rush. There's a lot of rushing in the world right now. We wake up, boom, we're gone. We say, hey, God, we're gone. God, you understand? We're gone. And then we're losing all our eternal weight. And we are so light. And the enemy loves where we are, when we are in a light place, because we are not ready for battle. We are spiritually drained. We are tired. We are exhausted. We are unhappy. We are defeated. Joy has gone. Peace has gone. Love has gone. Everything has been robbed off of us. Why? Because we're not connected to the source, the one who provides all this, and we cannot fight. We cannot stand strong. We need the armor of God to stand strong against the wiles of the enemy. The devil will come after you. But if you're weak because you're not connected to him, you are not making his presence your priority, his word your instruction guide, the enemy will put you down. Amen. I just want us to pray. This is the best time to just stop and pray. Say, Father, forgive me for the moments I've replaced dependence with achievement. Lord, forgive us for loving the blessings more than loving your presence. Lord, restore hunger for your word, hunger for you, hunger to be in your presence, to pray, to worship, to praise you. Restore hunger for these things that fuel us and help us to proceed and achieve the things you've called us to do. To live purpose-driven life. Lord, help us. Lord, make us women who succeed but remain rooted in you. Lord, we refuse to succeed in the world and fail with you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want you to make these declarations with me. I want you to repeat after me. I cannot succeed apart from God. My success flows from intimacy. I will not outgrow prayer. I will not outgrow the word. I remain planted by the river that's in the presence of God, planted in the word of God. I succeed by the book, and that book is the Bible. God is my source. I refuse to be rich in the world and poor in God. Keep declaring that. Keep declaring that. If everything is working, pray. If nothing is working, pray. If doors are opening, pray. If doors are closing, pray. Because success without God is fragile. It's weak. But success rooted in God is unshakable. As she excels, we rise, we build, with mastery, we walk in excellence, but we remain rooted in him. I'm sure you've been blessed just as I have been blessed. I have been blessed just sharing with you these truths, these foundational truths that will bring a difference in your life, that will set you apart, that will make the world see that the source of what is coming out of your life is not common. It's not common. It's from the secret place. It's from the place in communion with the Father, in communion with the Creator of the whole universe, from whom every created thing gets their food. I want you to settle that. You cannot focus on things that do not have weight in eternity. And God will not assign you to things that do not have weight in eternity. Even if you are in business, you are there representing the kingdom of God. You know, it's not only in ministry that we do the work of God. even in business, in the marketplace, at home, in the community, at church, everywhere we are ambassadors for Christ, representing Him in every way possible. Because the Bible says, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. So everything can be translated into eternal currencies. Don't waste your life. Yes, succeed, but make sure that it translates. So I'm so grateful to the Lord that you joined me today at She Excels, and I want to know, what was your takeaway? What are you going to work on? Share it with us. We want to pray with you. We want to connect with you. Today, we've been talking about where true success resides. And if this has spoken to you, I want you to stay connected with Radio K Pulpit. Amen. We have an app. We are on air, you know. And then you can also WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657. I'll read that number again. 081-729-1657. And for those who want to email us, it's info@capepulpit.co.za. And I want you to share what you have learned today with a friend. Tell them, this is what I've learned. Share it in your cell group, in your house church, in your whatever you call it, home cell, home group, whatever. Share it. Share it with someone. And let us know what stirred your heart today. Until next time. This is She Excels, becoming the woman God designed you to be. And I'm your host, Annie, and I'm blessed to come on every week to help you get one step ahead in pursuing purpose. God bless you, and see you next week. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.